are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So glad you guys could tune in with us. Hope you guys have had an awesome week. You know, every now and then we talk about hiccups, and I ask you guys, what are your cures for hiccups? And I love bringing that subject up because every now and then I get hiccups, and my hiccups kind of sound like burps on air. But this is interesting. Apparently, a developer has come up with something called a hiccup stick. These are plastic sticks that supposedly, quote-unquote, never fail. Sounds too good to be true, but from what I understand, it's supposed to somewhat mimic some of the treatments we do to try to stop hiccups. Now, what are some things we try to do to stop hiccups? Which is a reflex that hits our diaphragm, and our diaphragm ends up causing a contraction that ends up expelling air. So some of the things we do is we drink a little glass of water. For me, I'll drink that glass of water really, really slow while breathing. And if I drink that glass of water for about 5 minutes while breathing, I can make my hiccups go away. For other people, you'll eat some peanut butter. Some of you will hold your breath. Some of you will try to breathe into a paper bag. Why would breathing into a paper bag work? Probably the carbon dioxide buildup. If you breathe into a paper bag, there's more carbon dioxide, and that could be it. Some people will stand on their head and drink water. Some people will drink water from the opposite side of the cup, even though it spills all over them. Some people ask for you to scare them, right? Just scare me, and my hiccups will go away. Some people have recommended vinegar. Drink a teaspoon of vinegar. Daily Mail also recommends swallow repeatedly. Stick your fingers in your ear, stick out your tongue, sniff smelling salts. And what does work, although I really don't want to recommend it, is making yourself vomit. Now, I think a lot of those things are a pain in the butt, and I would not recommend making yourself vomit. Last thing we need is y'all turning bulimics. But what I understand this hiccup stick does is it works by recreating, quote-unquote, the traditional cure of drinking water upside down without the mess. Inventor Chuck Ray came up with the idea in frustration after suffering from bouts of hiccups throughout life. What had happened is he had hiccups one day at work. He grabbed a glass of water but drank it while he had a pen in his mouth. And for some reason, it worked. He said they didn't stop immediately, but it was something to make me believe I was onto something. So I guess he started to develop these different prototypes until he found this model that was able to stop hiccups every single time. It works by allowing water and air to flow. Biting down on the stick causes, I guess, your throat muscles to tense, they say, causing stopping the hiccups. Now, you need about a half a cup of water, and I guess you use this stick. And you, I don't know, you chew on it. I really don't get it. I think there's a video telling us what to do. I mean, honestly, for those of us that suffer from hiccups and we can't get through the meeting or we can't get through, you know, a radio broadcast, it's frustrating. Some of us, we even toot when we hiccup. So I know there are people that will really spend money on this. So if this guy really did make a foolproof way to stop your hiccups, from what I understand, there's also a money-back guarantee. It's called the Hiccup Stick. Not sure where to buy it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, you don't take the stick and vomit yourself. No, I think you bite into the stick, or the stick is in your mouth as you drink. I really don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I spoke at the one of the fifth-grade classes this week. About 60 fifth graders were in the room, and we were talking about the digestive system. Of course, there were a lot of giggles, you know, because, you know, we did. We brought up poo-poo. We brought up farts. We brought up burps. I mean, why not? I mean, nobody really cares about the liver and the biliary tract and the common bile duct or the pancreas, right, or amylase enzymes or villi. They don't really care about that. All of a sudden, you bring up gas. Oh, boy, did I get their attention. And one of them had asked, just out of the blue, why do your eyes close when you sneeze? These are just some reflexes that we have. We have a lot of reflexes. You know, like, it's very hard to, like, when you blink, you always blink with both eyes. There's just a variety of things. Like, sometimes touching your ear, you cough. Like if I want to look at a person's ear when I'm examining them in the office room, a lot of times I'll make them cough. And I don't want them to cough because I have a thing in their ear. Yeah, and I'm like, stop coughing. But there's certain reflexes. I remember my mom used to get very frustrated with me. Because when she would cut my toenails as a kid, one of my, you guys don't know this about me, do you? Okay, this is pretty important trivia. One of my feet, I could expand my toes. I could expand my toes nice and wide so she could get in there and cut my toenails. The other foot, can't do it. I have no control there. And my mom would yell at me. She's like, stop it. Open up your toes. And I'm like, I can't. And she didn't understand how it was almost like I was paralyzed, even though it wasn't paralysis, but I just don't have the nerves to spread out my toes. I'm trying to do it right now. Can you guys see that? I cannot spread out my toes on my left. No. I could spread out my toes on my left. I can't do it on my right. Now, I always welcome something like that because then I could kind of understand what happens to somebody who doesn't have nerve control. You know, I could really empathize. I mean, you're looking at your stupid foot. I'm looking at the stupid toenails with the overgrown nails. I'm looking at my mom's head yelling at me that I can't open up my toes. And I literally, there's nothing I could do mind over matter. It's like I just don't have those muscles innervated by those nerves. And it's pretty frustrating. Okay, we'll go on because I don't want to start talking about Kegels. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Okay, looks like we know one person who won half of the Powerball jackpot. It's a father of four, Mark Hill and his wife, Cindy. They live in Missouri, and they had, I think they had all the numbers, plus a Powerball. Another winner in Arizona is not yet identified. Sheriff Joe, probably. Apparently, Mr. Hill is a factory worker with three sons and adopted daughter from China. Oh, you see, karma. Jackpot winners will take home $293.7 million each. But that's not the lump sum. That would be if they divided and, you know, get paid for 200 years. All right, congratulations, Mr. Hill. Call into the Dr. Dolly Show so I could ask for some money. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio for getting this radio station, getting the show out there. A big thanks to you all for banging on your radios every time it sounds like I have a tongue twist. But it really isn't me. I'm very adept in public speaking. It must be your radio if I ever make a mistake. Huge shout out to Talk Superstation and Diamond Joe, and a big thanks to you all for being so loyal and great listeners. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. To answer one of your questions, emails, is Don good looking? I think so, but I'm not allowed to say, because it could be sexual harassment. Okay, if I say, oh yeah, he is, he's a really good looking guy, I could get in trouble, so I can't say that. So you guys cannot ask me about how sexy the staff is here at the studio. I don't know what qualifies for sexual harassment. I got to be careful. Okay, let's move on to medical news. Come on, people, is that what y'all think about? All right, now, cholesterol drug could boost wound healing in diabetic mice. No, this is kind of cool, guys. Okay, remember, you know, when things get boring in medical science, what these scientists start to do is take whatever medicines are in their cupboard and start to screw around with them. Well, I guess if you put Zocor, which is a cholesterol medication, and you apply it to the skin of a mouse, I guess, who's diabetic, it speeds wound healing. Japanese researchers said their findings might have significant implications for people with diabetes who may have amputations, skin infections, etc. They said the drug could be applied to the skin. You don't take it by mouth for this case. And then less side effects because it's not going as much through the liver or could possibly be hurting the kidneys. Now, they say the research is preliminary, and whether the results seen in the mice would apply to humans is not known. I don't know. I know. Can you imagine? What about for hemorrhoids? Just stick a Zocor up in there like a suppository. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to find some Zocor. And anytime my cat scratches me, I'm going to just rub it on my skin. That's got to be good. The findings are published in the December issue of the American Journal of Pathology. December? It's not December yet. Oh, it's going to probably be published probably in, yeah, I'm sure they're doing the December issue now because tomorrow's December. Got that? We know that there are several factors involved in delayed wound healing of diabetes. These factors include more rapid cell death, reduced growth of new blood vessels, and impaired new lymphatic vessels. Yeah, if your wife ever tells you your lymphatic vessels are impaired, don't get too insulted. She's actually being correct. If you're diabetic, that's what happens. So apparently, Asai, Dr. June Asai, Department of Dermatology at Kyoto Prefectural University School of Medicine, or better known as Kappa Asam, says that the study shows that topical simvastatin Zocor significantly accelerates wound recovery by increasing both angiogenesis and lymph angiogenesis. Yeah, pretty nice. No, nothing biblical there, just angiogenesis. Genesis is birth, right? So angio, birth of new blood vessels, lymph angio, birth of more lymphanges. No, lymph. All right. In conducting the study, the investigators treated full-thickness skin wounds on the back of diabetic mice. Those poor mice. Not only do they have to deal with diabetes, but now they got a full-thickness wound on their back. What they did is they treated it with topical Zocor and petroleum jelly or petroleum jelly alone. I'm sure KY would have worked as well. Oh, but PETA would really get mad. The treatment was repeated after 4 hours, 7 hours, and 10 days. The study revealed after 2 weeks, the wounds treated with Zocor were more than 90% healed, but the wounds only treated with the petroleum jelly, the strawberry jelly, the Smucker's jelly were less than 80% healed. Researchers pointed out that the most notable difference was seen after 1 week of treatment. I want to try this. See, we don't have any Zocor in the house. What do we have in the house? Band-Aids, Neosporin. Okay, I got to see if I could get a hold of some Zocor. I guess you crack the pill open and you rub it in the wound. I guess you'd have to take it and really dig it into the wound, really dig it in there, and then it bleeds. I don't know. I wouldn't advise that, though. The researchers pointed out that the most notable difference was seen after 1 week of treatment. By day seven, close to 80% of the wounds were healed. I do not know how they got the wounds. I don't think I want to know. You see, I like mice and mouses. I think they're cute. Rats, gerbils, eh, but a nice little mouse I like. 1-877, not to eat. I mean, I just think they're really cute. They're like little cute little mouses. 1-877, Doc Dolly. 1-877, DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. Scientists think that, you know how when you look at a tree, you could figure out how old the tree is because of the rings, right? When you cut a tree, for every ring, that's a year. Well, scientists think that's the same way they could figure out how old a lobster is. Apparently, there are people in this world that can't go on without knowing how old a particular lobster is that's sitting in front of them. So we have spent money on taxpayers, and we have spent money for scientists to figure this out. They say nobody knows how old lobsters can live, but some experts they could live to more than 100. But there's been no way to figure it out. Again, I really couldn't give a rat's patootie, but some people out there do. They say knowing the age and that of other shellfish can help researchers better understand their conservation status and devise effective regulation for the lucrative seafood industry. Is the seafood industry lucrative? Are there any industries lucrative? We're still in a recession. Scientists until now tried to merely make educated guesses at the age judged by their size. But now research says that Crustaceans, crabs, shrimp grow a ring each year and hidden away internal spots. So I guess they got to really look up and in the undercarriage. Pepsimer time for these lobsters. Having the age information of any commercial species will definitely improve the stock assessment and ensure sustainability. See, I don't eat lobster. I can't eat lobster. My husband's allergic. It's not kosher. I can't really eat lobster. So, you know, personally, I'd rather you figure out how to age, you know, a nice cow or a pretty plump chicken or turkey. That would help me a lot more, I guess. Scientists already could tell the fish's age by counting growth rings found in a bony part of its inner ear. Did you guys know lobsters have ears? I think everything has ears. I don't really know what a lobster ear looks like. A shark's age, they could tell from the rings in its vertebrae, and a scallop or clam's age from the rings in its shells. But crustaceans have posed a problem, those little because of the apparent absence of any permanent growth. You have to see the scientists. When scientists get mad, it's kind of funny. I used to work for the EPA. And when a scientist got mad, they don't cuss. Okay, now you and I mean, Donald Duck, and, you know, scientists get mad. It's like all fumbly, frick, fry. Oh, French fry. Like French fry. So I guess when they couldn't figure out how old the lobster was, they screamed, oh, French fry. Okay, for their research, Dr. Kilada and five other Canadian researchers, who I'm going to guess were overpaid, took a closer look at lobsters, snow crabs, northern shrimp, and sculptured shrimp. They found that growth rings could be found in the eye stalk of lobsters, crab, and shrimp. And I guess lobsters and crabs, the rings were also found in the so-called gastric mills, part of the stomach with three teeth-like structures used to grind up food. I don't see why a lobster needs to have ground up parts to their stomach. What are their stupid pinchers, you know, doing? Lobsters don't lose reproductive capabilities or organ functions or exhibit signs of aging as they get older. Nobody knows for sure how old they could be. Okay, now this is the meat. Okay, are you telling me that if a lobster doesn't lose reproductive capability as it ages, and these suckers can age till 100, well, there's your next Viagra, right? There's your next fertility drug right there. But now all they're doing is sitting there counting rings. Lobsters, let me see. Is there anything else? They dissected the eye stalks and the gastric mills. They tried to look at their genitalia. And now they are going to keep some lobsters in the laboratory. Okay, does this change anybody's life? Did that story help anybody's life at all? No. I am going to tell you something that is really cool. There is a baby sock. I'm going to talk about this in the next half hour. There's a baby sock that actually has the monitors in it to check heart rate, blood oxygen levels. And this is really cool. This is something I wanted when we were worried about SIDS with our kids. This is a cool one. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking.
All right. Hope you guys are thinking out there. Well, still holiday time, Christmas time. Got to get lots of presents. I don't know when I'm going to go shopping. I'm too busy to stand in lines. I like to go shopping when there's no lines. We did a lot of cyber shopping. Packages are coming in slowly. I haven't seen any of my presents sneak through. See, I'm always the one where everybody kind of forgets. Oh, we should have gotten Mom a present. Oh, yeah, you should have. So usually I just buy whatever I want, and my husband's happy with it. I'd like to upgrade my iPhone, but I don't know if I want to spend that kind of money. You know, usually one of those candy canes with M&Ms in it is fine by me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Very easy to find me. Just search out the Dr. Dahlia Show, and then you find me. All right, now, pollen pills may actually help prevent allergies in soldiers, and U.S. military troops may actually be using what they call these pollen vaccine pills made from tiny pollen particles that they're going to pop into their mouth. I know, I'm trying to avoid the peas here. I guess that'd be a tough outer shell made from a polymer, here's another P, that could survive the human body's stomach acids. And this project is being designed by Texas Tech University. It's drawn military funding from the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Products Agency, DARPA. They say oral vaccines skip the pain of a needle injection and don't need trained medical or professionals to administer. But researchers have struggled to create vaccine pills that could survive long enough inside the body to properly deliver the vaccine. Because once you get to the stomach, there's all that acid. Harvinder Gill, a chemical engineer at Texas Tech University, plans to scoop out the pollen's allergy-causing innards and leave just the non-allergenic outer shell. You know, that's how, again, vaccines are done. Okay, you got an outer shell that the body could recognize, but the inner part is usually the bad part, whether it's a vaccine, bacteria, allergen, etc. So if they could scoop out the inner bad part and just leave the skeleton outer antigen part, then your body will mount an immune response, have a memory then to that antigen, yet bad things don't happen because the bad parts had already been scooped out. They say vaccines could fill the empty shells for troops to ingest. Gill represents one of the academic researchers who receive funding through DARPA's Young Faculty Awards program. Oh, don't you like it when our youth is doing something more than playing video games? His funded project will become a part of DARPA's broader efforts to make battlefield medicine both simple and more effective for troops. Now, that is something I dig. Oh, I would love to help them. That sounds fun. Anything we could do for our troops. And battlefield medicine is cool. Similar DARPA medical projects include developing miniature biochip versions of human body parts and organs for speedier drug testing, as well as creating swarms of tiny sensors that could diagnose or treat soldiers from inside their body. That's going to be way cool. That's going to be the thing of the future, the whole Star Trek style way of, you know, they could either just scan the body or read a sensor that's in your body and know what's going on with you. And ways to test things in the lab. If you have this biochip version of a body part, you could sit there in lab, not like a voodoo doll because the person doesn't feel it, they're out in the battlefield, but they could actually sit there in lab experimenting on body parts that represent a body part on a human. That's some pretty cool stuff. Am I the only one that finds this stuff exciting? Yeah? Okay, let's move on. I want to find that study. Okay, this is cool. Whenever we have a baby or a grandbaby, we're always panicking about crib death or SIDS. Now, I don't believe they truly know what causes SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. We have slowed down SIDS rates by putting babies on their back so they don't end up suffocating themselves when they're on their stomach. We've removed the baby bumpers, so we've done a lot of things. But, you know, I always wanted to have my child up to like a monitor, like you could have in a hospital bed, like a pulse oximetry. You know the pulse oximetry they stick on your fingers or with infants on their feet because it reads the blood oxygen? Well, apparently they have developed a sock that monitors the child's breathing and looks at the oxygenation there. And that would probably give a lot of us peace of mind. A team from Brigham University, Utah, has created a sock-like baby monitor which straps around the infant's foot and uses pulse oximetry to monitor heart rate and blood oxygen levels. So basically, it's a pulse ox on a foot. And it actually, the app, if you look at this iPhone app that I could see, it says baby's breathing is fine. They show the heart rates up at 120. Baby heart rates could be anywhere between 120 and 160. That starts to fall as they become younger, I mean older. And 120 in the newborn stage is fine. 98% oxygen, so that baby's doing good. And you see the little tippy toes. Oh, the toes look so cute. They say if the child stops breathing or has significant change in heart rate, the monitor will notify parents by alerting them on their smartphone. Jacob Colvin and his 5 colleagues hope the device, which is completely wireless, will reduce cases of sudden infant death. I don't know how many babies overall die. I only have a number here from Great Britain, 300 die a year. But I think it's more in America. And it's just scary stuff. You give birth, you think the baby's fine, you put the baby to bed, and it's horrifying, probably one of the most horrible things. And these are healthy babies. So I think it's a great idea. If we could monitor our kids and there's really no side effect, there's no radiation, I think it's a great plan. I'm excited. Now, this is interesting. How long will you live? Apparently, there's a map Somebody has mapped the dramatic differences in life expectancy across the globe. They say Monaco has the highest life expectancy in the world at 89.68 years. Chad has the lowest level of life expectancy, 48.69. America ranks 51 with 78.49 years life expectancy. UK does a little better, 80. It's a colored map. I'm trying to see what they're telling us which colors are the healthiest. Oh, the blue. Ooh, Canada's doing really good. Looks like Canada, Europe, Japan, Australia, New Zealand do really well. Parts of Africa, not so good. Russia, doing okay. Yeah, we could do a lot better in America, I think. So this is interesting. I'll put this up on my Facebook and Twitter. It basically shows the average life expectancy. Monaco, Macau, Japan, Singapore, San Marino, all 83 years old on up life expectancy. Honestly, Monaco, 89. The average person lives over 89 years in Monaco. Then comes Andorra, Guernsey, Hong Kong, Australia, and Italy. See, Italians, okay? This is why whenever my patients, even my diabetics, say I like Italian food, I don't really give them too much crap because Italians do live pretty long. So wheat pasta you may have to switch to. But tomato and tomato paste, I know they call it sauce, delicious and healthy. Canada's not doing too bad. Jersey, France, Spain, not New Jersey, but France, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Israel. 81 life expectancy, 81 years old. Where does America rate? America is in between Portugal and Guam and Taiwan and Bahrain. Now, who did worse than the United States? British Virgin Islands, Costa Rica, Cuba, Libya, Albania, Slovenia, Czech Republic, Georgia, Kuwait, West Bank, Solomon Islands, Egypt, Brazil. So the worst was Chad, where the average age was 48.69. South Africa, average age was 49 years old. Swaziland, Afghanistan, Central African Republic, Somalia. The average age of people in these countries don't live past 50. Pretty scary stuff. I am going to have my affiliate director see if my show plays in any of these countries because I think we got to get it broadcasting out there. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Christmas Carol.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I know Glee was an absolute disaster last night. I really don't understand what they were doing. You know, this Gangnam style thing is supposed to be huge, where somebody is, I don't know, I think he's Korean, and he's just running around like a pony, and he becomes an internet sensation. It blows my mind how things become internet sensations or just worldwide sensations. And then, you know, you made it big when you're on Glee. I remember what was that? Billy Bass Fishmouth? Remember a few Christmases ago? Everybody had to get a Billy Bass Fishmouth. I don't know who I announced that something like this was big. But it happened, just like Cabbage Patch, right? Remember in the 80s? Somebody must have stood out in the middle of the street saying, oh, Cabbage Patch, you have to have one. And then everybody else goes, oh, I have to have one. Then everybody buys them up. How do you do that? I mean, that is, everybody goes, okay, we have to have a good product. It has to be something attractive to kids. Cabbage Patch kids were ugly. The Pet Rock. How did the Pet Rock get big? How's this Ganges style dance getting big? It's people running around like they're on a pretend horse. I don't get it. But I would love to come up with something esoteric and just have everybody go, oh, you have to get that. How does that happen? There, you know, there has to be, I guess, some frenzy happen in one store. You get the news to jump in on that. You get everybody to tweet it. I don't know, but for those of you that want to become rich and you want to do it by, I don't know, pretending you're dancing on a pogo stick, figure out how this ganja-style guy did it, because he's now this international superstar, and I just don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Another thing I don't get is people pretending to be dead. I found out yesterday, I was told yesterday by a patient that another co-patient had died a few months ago. Now, of course, you believe the person, the said person, right? You know, the other person hadn't seen him for a while, wasn't paying bills, etc. And every now and then this happens, where somebody will play dead. And so the creditors start writing off the bills. I'm not saying this is what you need to do, but everybody starts writing off the bills like, oh my gosh, the person's dead. Now, with us, we've seen this before. So I want to know why the person died, what happened. B, I'd like to have a death certificate for the chart. And I guess I just got a call from my staff saying, no, the person never died. He's alive and well. He just tried to fall off the face of the earth. And, I mean, I'm very relieved. I don't like to hear anybody dying at all. But really, people, you'll really, I mean, if ganja style goes viral and worldwide, don't you think news of your death could? You know, I told you guys this story. We had gotten return mail on statements that were sent out 1 month on a patient of ours who we really liked, and on the envelope, it said deceased. So the mail was returned saying deceased. And it looks like it was returned back from the post office and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we start to cry. We really like this woman. And I was just devastated. She was an older woman, a patient of ours for years, and we were just devastated. And a few months later, I walk into our old office, room 2, and she's sitting there for an office visit. And I screamed. It's like I was seeing a ghost. I'm like, what? You died? She said, no, I didn't. I go, yes, we got returned mail. Your statements came back returned saying you were deceased. She's like, oh, no, my husband does that because he doesn't want to pay the bills. Drives you crazy. Just drives you crazy. And what's really unfortunate is, what if somebody in your family actually does, God forbid, die? Now your doctor's going to keep sending bills going, we don't believe it. I mean, this is crazy. Crazy. Isn't that, with us, you don't pretend to be something because it could happen to you. You know, that just gives me the heebie-jeebies. And she knew gosh darn well that her husband did it. She didn't seem surprised that I thought she was dead. She did not seem surprised. She said, oh, yeah, my husband does that, so it makes the bills go away. I don't get that. So I'm relieved to find out that this particular person who used to see us is alive and well. It's just, why are people telling me that people are dead? This is just crazy stuff. Can everybody act normal? Can everybody just use some common sense? Does there have to be all this weird deceit, stupidity type stuff? 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, you guys could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Man, hate that. It just gives you the heebie-jeebies. Now I want to call this guy going, why did you tell your boss? Well, I don't know. Anyway, scientists have invented a loaf of bread that could be mold-free for 2 months. Now, to me, this is brilliant because of food shortage. I can't stand. Usually we go through a whole loaf. I'll just buy one loaf at a time and we go through it, even the end pieces. But a lot of times we'll buy bread and we'll be throwing it out at the end of the week because of mold. Well, apparently American scientists think they will put an end to wasted bread loaves because they have figured out a way to stop mold from developing for 60 days. They think a third of bread purchased goes up into the garbage, gets thrown out. A third of our bread. The technique uses a microwave-type device that uses rays to kill mold-forming spores. The creators say the technique can be applied to other foods like fruit and vegetables. To kill the spores, scientists use a long metallic microwave device. It's a pretty large machine, similar to other household microwaves, but the machine introduces different types of microwaves using a slotted radiator. This allows consistent signal density, which means that the machine does not have hot spots and cold spots like you get with your microwave. Don't you hate that? Part of your food is cold while the other part is hot. You know what that reminded me of? Remember McDonald's did that? Hot side hot, cool stays cool. Remember McDonald's, they had a sandwich where the cheese and the tomato, or I don't know, the vegetables were nice and cool and crisp on one side. The meat and the hamburger were on the other side. And if you guys watch those old 1980s McDonald's commercials, the person that's in those commercials is George from Seinfeld. Is it George Alexander from Seinfeld? Yeah, he's in the hot stays hot and the cool stays cool. McDonald's. Okay. So anyway, that's a big problem with our current microwave. So you have no idea what's getting killed and destroyed in your microwave in terms of microbes versus not. So if they're able to, I guess, nuke our food, I still don't think we should be eating all nuked food. But I got to tell you, I would love to have Salmonella, MRSA, fungal spores killed. I think that would probably really make our lives easier. They say we treated a slice of bread. I guess it's called MicroZap is the company, MicroZap, and its chief executive is Don Stoll. He said we treated a slice of bread in the device. We then checked the mold that was in that bread over time against the control, and at 60 days, it had the same mold content as it had when it came out of the oven. Well, that's telling me there's mold. He said the company had been in discussion with a number of bread manufacturers, but said it was reluctant to undertake a process added to production costs. And who knows if there's unions involved. All right. Again, remember, you don't want to have the same fate as Hostess. All right, guys, stay on board. We've got another hour coming up. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.